101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Hey everyone, it's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Charles, you can't handle me.
Handle.
Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
You said it was all off the record.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and this is Off the Record. We have a special guest on the show today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Matt. I listen to music.
So today's show, we made a playlist. Hope you like it. It's just a bunch of really cool stuff. I don't know. How do you describe it?
It's like alternative music.
Yeah.
With like a little bit of like folk and roots rock in there too.
Yeah, really funky stuff. Hope you enjoy.
test is over. Now.
You just heard Fight Test and Lightning Strikes the Postman, both by the Flaming Lips. Great band. Fight Test there is off of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. That's probably my favorite of their albums because it's just a whole rock opera.
And then the second one there, Lightning Strikes the Postman, is off of their 1995 album Clouds Taste Metallic, which marks a slow and subtle shift from their more noise rock-oriented sound to the neo-psychedelia they'd be doing later on in their career.
Big Flaming Lips fan.
Oh, yeah, dude. Especially their, like, 90s, 2000s stuff, it's just, like, so interesting and diverse. They have this one album they did in 1997 called Zyrica, where it's like, four different records or four different CDs that you have to play on four different, like, music players, like, four different turntables or four different, like, CD players. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a surround sound type of experience. Like, you can't listen to each disc on its own because it's only, like, a fraction of each song.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. That'd be such a cool experience. They need, like, four record players to play it.
Yeah. Like, hit up all your friends and just, hey, guys, let's listen to this album.
Yeah. Bring your own player.
Yeah.
All right. What's next? Let's see. What are we thinking? Next up, The Hip.
Little web. the fray and the screaming filled my head all day. It was as though I'd been spit here, settled in into the pocket of a lighthouse on some rocky socket off the coast of France.
Just heard Looking for a Place to Happen and Nautical Disaster by The Hip. As a Kingston local, what do you think about The Hip?
Oh, dude. I'm always like just trying to listen to their catalog, and I'll find like songs I haven't heard in years and I don't know by name, but like immediately know all the lyrics to and immediately know like the main song structure. And it's just like kind of cool. It's like rediscovering almost like my childhood, I guess, just from listening to the radio a lot as a kid and being from Kingston. They were always on, like, nonstop, especially around their departure, you know.
So you're saying the woke radio indoctrinated you into hip culture?
Yeah, sure.
The woke mind virus is making you listen to the hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, so another great Canadian band. Love their stuff. Looking for a Place to Happen is off of, what's the album called? Fully Completely?
Yeah. And then Nautical Disaster is from Day for Night.
Yeah, my dad has Fully and Completely on vinyl. It's so good. That's a great album.
Yeah.
I gotta go, favorite though, gotta be Road Apples. Like, Road Apples is just so good.
I can agree with that. I think Road Apples is, like, not a refinement of their sound, but, like, it's the most hip-sounding album.
Yeah, and it's got some great ones. Like, some of them that aren't very popular, but, like, Little Bones, Twist My Arm, even, like, Cordelia, Long Time Runnin', Fiddler's Green's all... So it's just got so many good songs on it, but they're often overlooked for, like, I'm not saying that Fully and Completely is bad. I'm just saying it's just better.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they have any bad albums. Everything's got something good on it.
Yeah. Anyway, we got some more great Canadian rock coming up, so stay tuned.
We'll be right back. to the Gulf of Mexico, to Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak. And she defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had just stung me, to the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. Odds were in my favor, I had them 5-1. And that nag to win came around the track, sure enough we had won. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me in my spring a leap. She bids me, I don't have the speed, she defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. I took up all of my winnings, and I gave my little Bessie hay. And she tore it up and threw it in my face, just for a laugh.
That was April Wine, I Like to Rock, and the band Up on Cripple Creek, both Canadian bands. I don't know if you caught it, but at the end of that I Like to Rock song, there was like the little riff of Day Tripper by the Beatles.
Yeah, we were talking about this in the studio here, but there's both Day Tripper by the Beatles and I Can't Get No by I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, both at the same time around the 3-minute mark.
Yes.
We were trying to, because we both noticed one of them. He noticed the...
We were like arguing about what they're playing.
He noticed the Beatles one, yeah.
Both of them.
That was really funky there. Speaking of funky, that bass line on Up on Cripple Creek, that's just straight, like, oozing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, little, like, yodeling harmonies at the end. Oh, man. There's just, like, so much, like, I don't know, like, style and groove on
whimsy.
That song. Whimsy, yeah. But it's still, like, so catchy and stuff.
It's it's great. All right. What are we playing next? Next up, we got Joji.
Yeah.
All right.
This room could be haunted, a vision to the blind. Wishing sleep held me in her arms forever. Shadows dance around, perfectly blurring up the lines. Hallucination starts intertwined.
It's recording?
Yeah.
So that was Past Won't Leave My Bed and If It Only Gets Better From Here by Joji off his new album, which released on Friday, called Piss in the Wind.
Nice and fresh.
Yeah. fresh off the press, yeah. Off the wax. Yeah. I've been listening to Joji for a while. I did his YouTube stuff. Are you familiar with the stuff he did back in... like the mid 2000s?
I don't think so.
No, Filthy Frank?
Maybe.
Okay, so it was like this YouTube channel that was like just boundary pushing in the sense that he was like doing like utterly crazy stuff. Like, yeah. I think they had one video where it was just disgusting. It was like whoever had to, it was a race between three guys. Mm-hmm. Whoever didn't eat a head of cabbage the fastest, like it was a cabbage eating race between three dudes, and the dude who finished last had to sit on a lawn chair with fireworks go off underneath it. It was like, it was so stupid and so dangerous. And he had to stop because it started giving him like severe mental health issues, like seizures and stuff. And then he turned to music and has found like wild success in the music industry. So
is that the strat?
That might be the strat. It's like, get your internet clout first and by lighting fireworks under your butt.
All right. Well, maybe you should try it.
Maybe that's the marketing strategy.
All right, who we got next? We got another new one. You'll figure it out.
Go off the record with this, sir. but lately I've been sleeping all alone. Whoa, whoa, I'm not breaking up inside, I'm much too proud to moan. Baby, please come home. And I feel a little lucky, so I try to play it cool. I think she laughs inside with the words that burn like fire in my mouth. Try to be a man like I got the master plan, not out on the town. Oh, drinking, dancing, we can turn it out. Whoa, 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 maybe it's how your body moves, I just don't know. Maybe it's just the way you move so slow.
Hello.
Hi, it's me.
Here.
I know, I just really needed to talk to you.
Guess who, babe? There's nothing to talk about.
See her smile, walk a mile just to rock for a while. And babe, I'm thinking with my ding-a-ling. Whoa, whoa, I've been through some thinking, now I just don't know. Maybe just the way you move so slow. Maybe 'cause you move so slow. My shame, and you took my pride. And now you're gonna take me for a slow ride. But I, waiting, waiting on the phone. You got words that burn like fire in my mouth. Come on down, reggae style, wind up your body like bass, like wild. Drinking, dancing, we can't turn it out. Whoa.
You just heard Eevee by Holy F*** and Slow Ride by Sublime?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. That Eevee one, brand new, came out in January. They have they're Canadian. They have another one that came out this month, I think in the last week. Yeah, they're gearing up to release a new album, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, and then that Sublime one. I love Sublime. They have such a weird sound.
You can't go wrong. It's like weird ska punk reggae mix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So sick.
So groovy. Like you get stuff like Ebon, which is super more punk leaning, and then you have like what's that one? I was just talking about it.
Doing Time.
Yeah, Doing
which
Time.
Has, like the ska influence.
Yeah,
but then
yeah,
you got
more
like
reggae.
Santeria, which is like one of the reggae songs.
Yeah, so they got a whole range there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got a couple songs left here. Let's see. We got... Yeah, we got time. You'll find out after. Listen to Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads, followed by The Silver Eel by Still Fools. What do you think?
You know, dude, that Talking Heads song is like...
That's a classic.
It's, dude, so upbeat. Mm-hmm. Like, can't help but, like, I don't know, like, move a bit, smile a bit.
Start grooving.
You know?
Exactly.
For sure.
No, that one's great. I've been meaning to watch their... They have an A24 concert film I've been meaning to watch with my dad, but... and maybe when I go back for reading week. So we only have one song left for the night. Next week, I had a band reach out to me, Toronto based group, also Silver Eel, Still Fool, they're from Toronto, great Canadian band. But there's another Toronto based group called Fifth Project, and they reached out to me and asked me to promo their stuff before their new album release in May. So I'm going to be playing some of their stuff next week. Stay tuned for that. I think we only have one song left for the night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a new one.
Yeah, brand new. So I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.